At least 40 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on a tent encampment designated as a humanitarian zone in Khan Yunis. Israeli officials say it was an attack on a Hamas command centre. Residents and medics said the tent encampment in the Al-Mawazi area was struck by at least four missiles. The camp was crowded with displaced Palestinians who have fled from elsewhere in the enclave. Yesterday, UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk urged all countries to act on what he called the blatant disregard for international law in Gaza. And it's against this backdrop and rising tensions in the West Bank that NGO TOEN continues to deliver humanitarian aid. The organisation is stepping up its work with the Irish aid agency GOAL in delivering healthcare in northern Gaza. Dr. Tariq Entaira is Director General of TOEN. He joins me now from Ramallah, and a very good morning to you.
Good morning. Very good morning to you and to all your listeners.
And turning to that situation in Gaza, this latest strike, 40 dead, 60 injured. The Gaza Emergency Services saying this is a designated humanitarian zone. You work in Gaza. How would you describe what you are seeing during your work there?
It is devastating. Indeed, this is happening on a daily basis. This is not the first attack on a displaced camp. It's happening on a daily basis. The number of deaths usually is not as big as yesterday's attack, 40 and 50. So displaced camps, these are supposed to be designated safe places for Gaza, for Palestinians in Gaza to run or to escape to, but they are no longer safe, as we have seen throughout the whole attack on Gaza. There is no safe place in Gaza. In this context, I mean, delivering any kind of humanitarian support is a high-risk operation. Just the other day, I was listening to one of our partner NGOs, where one of the volunteer teachers, you know, going to deliver, you know, a classroom to a young group of kids, got killed on the way to the So it's a daily risk that we face, our partners face, and of course the people of Gaza face, and we have to bring attention that this is a blatant a violation of international humanitarian law and the rule of any basic decent rules for conflicts.
We'll talk a little bit more about your particular areas of work, and these are the areas of education, healthcare, and land use. And that question of land use, that question of safe spaces, that is one of the areas of expertise that your NGO concentrates on. How do you find safe spaces in Gaza right now?
Well, it's not actually us that find the safe spaces. The challenge is that the Israeli occupational army declare on a regular basis that these areas are no longer safe. So people start to move to a new location. And so some of the families we are actually dealing with as delivering services and humanitarian support have been displaced 12 times in the past 8 months. So what's happening is that the area that it designates safe spaces has shrunk in the Gaza Strip to close to less than 12% of the total strip. So you're crowding almost 2 million, population of 2 million in an already high dense strip to around 12% of that area. So so the camps are overcrowded. Lack all kind of basic infrastructure for sanitation, for healthcare, for water, safe water, for any decent operations. So I mean, tents are all on top of each other. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, these frequent strikes on these camps that you hear in the news almost every night.
And you and your colleagues are still trying to deliver education and healthcare in these very confined spaces. It's healthcare is the area you are working now in your relationship with GOAL. Can you tell me about the development of these clinics that you work with GOAL on?
Indeed. I mean, we're extremely grateful to the partnership with GOAL International on this topic, because since the start of the attack on Gaza, nearly the healthcare system entirely collapsed, both the primary healthcare and the secondary healthcare and the front line, what we call hospitals. So if we look at the total number of hospitals operating, 12 operating out of 36. So Gaza had usually 36 operating hospitals, only 12 today are functioning. From the primary healthcare point of view, 26 out of nearly 89 primary healthcare facilities still functioning. So less than almost 20% of the existing capacity. So what is happening is that the death, the indirect deaths as a result of access to primary healthcare, sanitation, safe drinking water, is a ratio of 1-4. So we're talking about if today we know that the direct casualties of the war is around 40,000 deaths, the other indirect deaths are estimated around 200,000 deaths. That's around 8% of Gaza population if we do nothing today. And it's very difficult to do anything under the current embargo we have. So the idea here is to really do whatever possible to reach where the displaced Palestinians in the camps with any kind of primary healthcare support, vaccination, wound treatments, yeah. all that functions. So our partnership with Google is intention to deliver around 12 to treat around 12,000 patients in these displaced camps.
All right. Dr. Tariq Intyra, thank you very much indeed.